This is a podcast from Rover.
Time to have a break. Have a shit chat. This is the Shit Chat Podcast.
All right, have a break, have a shit chat episode. I'm not sure what we're up to now, but it's shit loads. Tammy was just saying before we took the mic, put the mics on. You used to work at old MacD's.
Yeah, worked at Macca's for a few holidays in Rotorua there.
What did you...
the one on the corner,
did
Fenton
you get to
Street.
Make your own burgers?
Yeah.
What was the best Frankenstein burger you made?
What's that?
Well, it's just like a whole bunch of crap. Like, you know, you got meat patties, chicken patties, fillet fishes. Like,
no, I think the best one was like just getting like a kiwi burger and then just adding like lettuce and a few other, you know, more pickles and shit like that, and just really macking it out, because you can you can actually make quite pretty decent burgers there if you got all the right ingredients.
Yeah,
like the old kiwi. What's your favourite burger from there? Mine used to be the kiwi burger.
Quarter pounder. I'm just a classic quarter pounder.
Carl, you don't like your greens, do you?
Yeah.
Do you chuck chips inside your burger?
Nah. I raw dog the chips, yeah.
Other thing is, do you eat your chips entirely before you have a crack at your burger?
Oh, I go back and forth.
Do you? I delete my chips first.
Oh, okay.
Then I go for the burger.
Because if I eat the burger first, yeah, they do go cold. Also, there's a little bit of a hack. So ask for chips with no salt.
Why?
Then the chips are always hot.
Oh no, but I want salt on my chips.
So they, because otherwise they chuck them all in, right? You know, when I was working there, you chuck them all in, you salt everything.
Yeah.
No, and then just ask, and then just when you get home and stuff, or if you want to, but like you know how sometimes they've been sitting there for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, they're cold.
They're a little bit cold.
Yeah.
Ask for chips, no salt.
Wow.
And they're always fresh.
That is a hack.
And they're better when they're fresh.
Yeah.
This is kind of splits the internet in a way. So I used to be a massive fan of fillet fish, right? Then I'd always ask for a slice of tomato on the top. People don't like it.
People are like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, psycho.
That is a bit psycho.
You don't like it?
Yeah, it's crazy. I always get like, because I like the Big Macs, right?
Yeah.
So I'll say no pickles, extra cheese.
Because
I don't like pickles.
Don't you?
I'm not a big pickle guy.
Would that guarantee you a fresh burger?
How do you guarantee
a fresh burger? Do you just
pretty
make
much.
A modification?
Yeah, you make a modification. Yeah.
Okay.
So ask for a Big Mac, but with steamed buns or something.
Yeah. Or a cheeseburger with mayo.
Yeah, there it is.
And then
so the person will go, okay, yo, I've got like I can't remember what they call the orders.
Special.
And then they go blah 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 blah, and then it gets made especially for you.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's fresh straight off the thing, and they'll go, oh yeah, and then they'll go and they'll make, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're in a big hurry and stuff, they might just add it to, you know.
Yeah.
Got some mayo and just put the bun up and squirt it in there, and you just get whatever's going.
Yeah.
But, mate, most of the time, if you want, yeah.
My missus loves the cheeseburger. Add mayo and lettuce.
It's a nice touch, mate.
That's not bad. What's I've heard rumors about like secret menus and stuff like this, that there's like secret menu items and stuff. Did you guys do those?
Not really. But it's just with all those kind of, you know, if someone wants something different.
Yeah. The boys, you always hook up.
When you can make your own, I remember we used to make our own, and you just grab a massive thing of lettuce and just squash it, you know.
Yeah.
And your burger would be like that, mate. You know, solid 6 inches high, nothing like what you get.
Sick.
But when you're making your own and stuff. But I got fired.
What
I got
for?
Fired from Macca's. Yeah,
did you?
Why?
What on earth
could how could someone fire you? You're an upstanding fella. Whatever.
Well, this is the thing, Jen. I'm glad you said that, Jen Rowling. You know, because who could fire me?
Did you have a good lawyer?
Yeah, I didn't turn up for work one day. I got a warning for that one. But then the old clincher was you get your food right on your break. You grab your meal and whatever, and you go over and there's a till at the end where you got to put your order and stuff in.
Yeah.
And I'd just go over there and do the old, you know,
and then just tapping away on nothing.
He's
just faking it.
And this is
where your acting career started.
I'll just fake it, because and then just take my food back to the old.
So what was the benefit of you faking it, so you can get more?
Well, no, because you have to pay. But you get a discount, but you still have to pay for the food.
Yeah,
and I'm just over there doing the old tapping away. Yeah, and the old boss comes in and goes, "Where's your receipt?" I said, I go, shit, bro, I must have left it in the machine. I'll just go and grab it now.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, no, I just checked.
Oh, no.
No quarter pounder combo in there, Cuzzy. I was like, oh, really?
Did you ever work on drive through?
Theft of a servant, Jen.
You hate that word,
I hate it, yeah. I'm no slave. I'm no slave, Jen. What's that, Cuzzy?
Did you ever work on drive through?
Nah. No, I was just flipping burgers and that sort of stuff, you know, because when you start off just putting the sauces.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting the sauces on and stuff in the little,
sauce,
you know. Sauce
bitch. You're learning,
eh? Yeah. Just, it's fucking easy, bro. Yeah. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
You know, you could teach anyone to do it. Hello.
You know? Do you reckon you still got it? You reckon you could get in there and just know what you're doing, make a mean burger?
Well, the hardest job is on the grill.
Okay.
Yeah, the hardest job is on the grill when it's busy.
Because
what you do is you lay the patties, right?
Yeah.
You think it's 12 at a time, yeah, because the thing's there's 12. Yeah, yeah. And then you're doing the, and then of course the
Big chicken goes into the fryer.
Chicken
right?
in the fryer and stuff. That's an easy job. The nuggets and all that. You just chuck them in there, push a button, and then it tells you when to take them out, right? But the hardest job is because you get the patties and you go ding, 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 put them down.
Yeah.
But and then you sear them, right?
Okay.
And like the buzz will go off, sear them, and you sear them. You sear them. And see them and see them. But then once it starts getting really busy, it's called a sear lay, which is kind of when you're searing, you're then laying more.
And then
those ones are coming off while you're searing them and you're laying more.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, mate.
CLA Talk Sports.
CLA. Yeah.
That's
when it's getting really busy, and that's when you got to leave it to the professionals, mate. There were a couple of lads who could do it. They were just like bam, bam, bang, like turning, searing, and laying more patties.
Burning, eh?
Yeah.
What were you best at? Like, if you were, say, Tammy Davis, I was in New Zealand at McDonald's, and I am the best at
sourcing.
You're probably just sourcing, cuz.
Yeah,
I never made it up to the management role where you're kind of, you know, where you're putting things in cartons.
Probably
the chips, you know.
Yeah.
Just leave me on the chips, cuz. You got the chips sorted, you know. Just empty the bags in there, chuck them in there, you know. Just cook them up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd love to do it a few hours work at a fast food joint. I reckon we'd be all right.
Yeah. I think it was the scratching of the nuts in making the thing that kind of. It was the final straw.
That'll do it.
Secret herbs and spices.
Do you know what we should do? We should do a job swap. We should get you two making burgers and get two people off the grill and making them have a chat.
Yeah. I mean, I reckon I still got it. It's not that hard.
Okay.
Because you're just going, chick, chick, chick. You know, they've got all the things. You've got to fill the pumps and all that sort of shit up.
I always thought it'd be real fun working on drive-thru because you would hear some crook shit through that loudspeaker.
Oh, yeah.
You would hear, what do you want? Hurry the fuck up. Can you just make your fucking mind up for fuck's sake? Shut up, you fucking kid. You'd hear the funniest shit through the loudspeaker,
It'd
be hilarious.
And then a whole car full of bloody gang members turn up.
Cash.
Cash. Big order, eh?
Hey, we should do
50 hamburgers.
Diary of a drive-through worker, I reckon. Yeah, we should
that's
do
right.
it.
Yeah. That's a good chance.
Yeah, it's good at night. Yeah.
The podcast where they just, talk shit. Chit Chat with Lee and Tammy.